Darwin, the nickname Scientist of Goals. Who gave you that nickname? And tell us a story.
Darwin, ¿de dónde viene ese apodo de el científico del gol?
Científico viene de mi nombre, Carlos Darwin, que en inglés Charles Darwin, del científico. Y me lo dieron por algunos goles bonitos que he hecho en mi carrera. Entonces, empezando mi carrera, entonces desde ahí me empezaron a llamar el científico.
Well, Glenn, thanks for having me on. And it's a bit of a coincidence giving my first name and just how that aligned so well with the famous scientist. And then it went on to what happened on the field. I started with the first goal and then a few more where just the finish, the quality caught everyone's attention. And the two were just match made in heaven. And then ever since I started scoring, it just came to be. That was my nickname.
It's obvious you've got all these great attacking qualities. I mean, you're such an interesting player to watch play the game. Where did the creativity come from? Who encouraged that when you were younger?
Eso, la verdad que es un don de Dios porque no tuve quien me trabajara ni me enseñara pues por ahí las habilidades que me tocó. Siempre he dicho que fue un don de Dios.
Glenn, honestly, it's God given. A lot of what I've had to do has had to be on my own. So a lot of it's just things that I've tried, things that I've learned just through playing the game. So it's hard to attribute it to one thing outside of it just being a God given talent.
Is that natural in Colombia, the creativity that's around the game with all the talented players that come out?
Sí, en Colombia hay mucho, mucho talento. La verdad que somos un país rico en talento y aparte que el fútbol es un medio muy buscado para salir de donde somos, que es... somos de bajos recursos, entonces es un medio muy fuerte para salir de todo eso.
We're very blessed in Colombia to have just so much talent throughout the country. It's definitely something that you notice being from there and just seeing how the generations just keep churning out new players. And then it's also an escape mechanism in the sense that you find yourself or you find others in a tough situation back home. So playing soccer, being able to use the sport to elevate and springboard to something bigger and better for themselves, for their family, it's a great motivator in that sense.
Darwin, I'm curious to hear what you think of the soccer culture in the United States, growing up in the soccer culture you did in Colombia, and the differences in it and where you think it is right now.
Yo creo que en Colombia, pues es el fútbol que tenemos allá es más de posesión, de toque, de las habilidades, del desequilibrio que se pueda tener. La mentalidad que se tiene acá es un poco más agresiva, más física, más de correr a los espacios. En Colombia eso. El fútbol es más pausado, entonces creo que esa pueden ser las diferencias.
You definitely notice the differences when you look at the game back there. You could take a pause, you can read the game and dictate the pace. While here it's a little more physical, it's a little more engaging in the sense that you have someone on you. You don't have that time to pause and read the game maybe as much as it's more about reacting and putting yourself in a good spot. Just anticipating what's going to happen. So you see the differences in both leagues. And just from my perspective, that's what I've noticed playing here.
Now, you had a very interesting time where you played in Russia and you were a younger guy at the time. What did that experience do for you? Because that's a really, maybe the U.S. is different. I think Russia is even different, even more different than Colombia.
Sí, la verdad que fue una experiencia más... que en lo futbolístico, en lo emocional, en un crecimiento personal, porque me sacó de la zona de confort donde estaba, donde yo era la figura, el niño mimado, a tener que ir a luchar en un fútbol muy diferente, muy físico, mucho pelotazo, y que la verdad me ayudó a crecer mucho. Aunque solo duré un año, me ayudó a crecer mucho en mi forma de ser más fuerte para luchar por lo que me gusta.
Glenn, outside of what I learned on the field, I think I learned the most off the field. I definitely grew as a person just going from an environment where maybe I was coddled a bit to a different environment where I was challenged and forced to earn everything. So I definitely grew as a person. It was definitely a challenging year, but one that gave me a lot. It took me out of my environment, put me in a different scenario where I got a different perspective on what I wanted to accomplish, how I had to get there, and some of the challenges that I'll encounter. So it was definitely refreshing to see a different perspective of it, given that it was in a foreign country, just because that's how the situation played out.
Darwin, are these the experiences that begin to shape the player and the person for a long career in professional soccer?
Entonces, sí, esas experiencias fueron lo que le ayudó, pues, navegar lo que es una profesión y su tiempo como profesional, en términos de que esa carrera, pues, a veces no dura tanto, pero que esas experiencias le ayudó a prepararse para una carrera larga.
Sí. La verdad que fue algo impresionante porque estaba solo y me ayudó a ser fuerte, ¿no? Y seguir adelante, sin importar lo que te pueda pasar. Entonces, creo que ahora ya este es mi año 14, sí, 14 como profesional. Entonces, creo que he hecho las cosas bien, gracias a Dios.
I think the biggest thing there is that I learned how to be alone. Just given the scenarios, given how far away I was from everybody, and it did prepare me for. It did prepare me for a very long career. In my case, 16 years now as a professional. So that single year out there did pave a path to understanding what to expect as a professional, how, you know, alone it can be at times, and then how to get past that. So it definitely led to a general understanding of what to expect here, and it's paved the path for 16 years as a professional.
Was it kind of a dream? When did the dream begin, when you were a little kid to it's remarkable where you've played. You've played in Russia. You've been a star at Club America, Santos, Major League Soccer. You've tried different leagues. You've taken a risk. Where did this dream begin, and at what age did you think, okay, I want to be a professional footballer? I mean, because your country is just so noted for it.
Como que a qué edad se llegó esa esperanza de, pues, que sí, puede ser profesional?
No, desde siempre fue mi primera opción para salir adelante. Tengo una carta donde a los 7 años escribo que yo voy a ser jugador profesional y que voy a ayudar a mi familia por medio del fútbol. Entonces creo que mi pensamiento siempre estuvo ser profesional.
Glenn, honestly, that's always been the only option. I think not that long ago, I was able to find a letter that I wrote to myself as a 7-year-old. And since then, I mean, probably even beyond that, that I knew that I wanted to play professionally, help my family get in a better situation through soccer. And I'm fortunate that it worked out that way, and it definitely took a lot of sacrifice. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said that it came at a certain age, because I feel like it's always been a part of me and what I've wanted to do.
Darwin, have you been able to take care of your family?
Sí, gracias a Dios he tenido la posibilidad de ayudar a mi familia, a mis papás, a mis hermanos, y ahora pues darle por ahí muchas cosas de las facilidades a mis hijos que yo no tuve.
Absolutely. Everyone from my parents, siblings, in general, my family, we live comfortably. I think the one thing that I do take away is that I've been blessed that I could give my kids something that I didn't have as a child. So very fortunate and very grateful to be able to do such things.
Does your family, your parents, siblings, do they get to see you play? Have they seen you play live on a lot of occasions?
Sí, sí, sí. Siempre que tenemos la oportunidad de visitarlos, de verlos, pasamos tiempo con ellos, porque la, como se dice, la familia es la familia.
Absolutely. Anytime where we find ourselves in the same city, in the same situation, we definitely catch up after a game, and it goes beyond that. I think with what we do and the lives we live, where we're further away from some of our loved ones, we make the most of those opportunities. So I think there's a saying that goes that family is family, and you know, I take that to heart.
All right, so you got to use your imagination here. If you weren't a soccer player, what would you like to be? Would it be a scientist like Charles Darwin, or would it be something else?
No. Tenía dos opciones. Creo que hubiera ido al servicio militar, es lo más probable, porque vengo de una familia que no teníamos los medios para ir a una universidad o algo así.
I think just due to my background, the military would have probably been the safe bet, just because growing up, we just didn't have the resources to look for alternatives. That's always an option for folks back home. So probably the military would be my answer.
So let's switch gears and talk about 2021. How has preseason gone so far for you, Darwin?
Está siendo buena. La verdad que las pretemporadas siempre son difíciles. Es por ahí lo que menos le gusta a uno, porque es correr, trabajo fuerte, pero entendemos que es la gasolina para todo el año de competencia, ¿no? Entonces vamos bien, trabajando, con ganas de mejorar lo que se hizo el año pasado.
Preseason's going well. Doesn't change in the sense that it's always hard. It's always difficult to navigate, just because you're building that foundation. So a lot of heavy days, a lot of heavy running, just kind of getting ready for the upcoming year. Overall, definitely in a good spot. But, you know, it doesn't change in that aspect, where the days are long as you get ready for the upcoming year, which is good in the sense that we want to be ready. We want to be in a good spot. So just laying the groundwork for that.
Darwin, how do you feel about the roster and the changes that have been made going into this season? Because it does look like it's a deeper roster.
Bien, los que llegan han llegado a sumar, están trabajando de una buena manera, y para eso llegan, ¿no? Para sumar al grupo, y queremos hacer las cosas diferente de lo que fue el año pasado y poder calificar a los playoffs, que es algo pendiente que tiene el club, yo creo que hace 3 años.
It's been a good mix of some of the newer faces coming in and raising the tempo. I think that when you look at some of the newer guys that have come in, I think, you know, they've settled in pretty well. We all have the same goal. I think it's overdue. I think we owe it to the fans to return to the playoffs. It's been 3 long years. And the new faces, the new guys, they get that. They understand that. They understand that it will be a challenging road, but one we're ready to take together.
Is there pressure this year to really turn things around and get more wins, get more results, and get this team in the playoffs?
Sí, sí, en absoluto. Creo que tenemos que hacer las cosas mejor que el año pasado. No podemos ser un equipo con solo 4 victorias, entonces estamos obligados a hacer más de lo que se hizo.
Glenn, absolutely. There's no doubt that we just can't repeat what happened last year. We can't be a team that only wins 4 games. So for us, you know, the standard is we absolutely must improve. We just can't be that team that we, you know, everybody saw last year.
Darwin, I know I've asked you this before, but your preference, is it to play in the middle as a 10 and move out, or is it to play on the left coming inside more? Which is your preference?
Pues, si pudiera escoger un sistema, sería un 4-2, 4-4-1-1, pero tengo que adaptarme a lo que el técnico quiere. Y la verdad, el año pasado, en lo personal, lo hice muy bien en esa posición. Y donde me toque jugar, siempre trato de hacer las cosas de la mejor manera.
I think if you were to ask me maybe a different question in the sense of what system or what formation, you know, I think I lean towards that 4-4-1-1. But I mean, I'm an adaptable player. I think we saw that last year, just had to play a different function. I have played different functions throughout my career. And I think last year I thrived. I think I did. I held my own as I had to adjust. And you saw that, whether it was on the stat line or throughout other games. You know, I think the work speaks for itself.
Clearly, the leading goal scorer last year created a lot of great moments. So I'm going to talk to you about goals. And I know this may not be a fair question, but I know people would love to hear an answer to this if you have one. What is your most memorable goal in your entire career and why?
For me, the first goal is the most important because always, bueno, siempre sueñas con meter tu primer gol como profesional. Entonces, ese es uno. Y también otro que le hago a Tigres en jugando con Santos ahí en Torreón, que se lo baño, que baño al arquero. Entonces, creo que esos para mí han sido de los más bonitos.
Glenn, I think that first goal, you just never forget it just because you dream so much about how it's going to turn out, how it's going to play. So that one always stands out just from my first goal back home. I think another one that always stands out is one against Tigres when I was with Santos. We were at home, and I just caught the keeper off his line a little bit, and I was able to arc it over him, just dip it under there. So memories like that, you know, noticeable goals like that definitely always stand out.
And that's how you become the scientist of goals. Thank you so much, Darwin, for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Best of luck here in 2021 with the Houston Dynamo. We look forward to seeing a lot of your goals and making a lot of goal calls on your behalf.
Thank you. Thank you.